Welcome back to the Pre-Focus Podcast. This is President Jordan Trask. Here to talk about a little bit of randomness today. I've been talking to a lot of clients, or I guess potential clients, the last couple of weeks, and it's starting to get a little frustrating as far as what they're not understanding or what they're trying to do or really what their vision is for the company. And, you know, the reason why I started my brand was essentially to address some of the issues of marketing, social media sharing, stuff like that, to make sure that, you know, you're always promoting value and you're always being original and unique and, you know, most importantly, you're always catering to your audience. And I find it interesting that so many times businesses, you know, have it backwards where they think that quantity is the answer to all their problems. And obviously I'm about quality. And what I mean by quality is clarity and aligning with your objectives. I think the big thing is people have so many ideas that they want to try to do them all, but they never really quite figure out what the value is that they're trying to provide or they actually do provide. For example, you know, I see far too often where people, or I guess, you know, business owners or marketers, where they're chasing likes or they're chasing shares or they're chasing that online acceptance. But that doesn't necessarily, you know, translate into sales or translate into growth. It just translates into popularity. You know, I was a high school athlete and I understood that, you know, people knew who I was, but sometimes, you know, I also understood why I wasn't popular because I didn't cave. I didn't give in to what other people wanted or change my personality to mirror others just to be accepted. And I don't want to get too deep with this, but I want to try to be real high level here so I can give everybody a chance to respond or write a comment or, you know, just post a suggestion or even a story. You know, when you're starting a brand or you're really trying to take your brand to the next level, you need to figure out how you're going to serve your customers, how you're going to take care of them, how you're going to intake them, and put that on autopilot, right? You want to maximize your ability to provide the value they're seeking. But most importantly, you need to finalize or solidify the message that you want to convey in order to clearly present that idea or value. You know, you can promote the coolest stuff, the funniest stuff, the cutest stuff all day long, but in most cases, people are going to be confused as to what you really do. They're going to view you as a sense of a an outlet for entertainment, if that makes sense. You know, what I'm really trying to build here with Pre-Focus is I want you to think about everything that you do. Think about the return you're going to get on every action that you partake in. You know, for me with social media, or even out in public, you know, my wife gives me a hard time because I can't ever turn it off. I always want to tell somebody about what I'm trying to build, what I'm trying to do, how I'm trying to change content marketing or branding in general. But it's not a, you know, it's not rocket science, it's not a super inexplainable concept. It's just really about focusing in on maximizing your time and making sure you're investing in quality and promoting quality so that people understand exactly what it is you're trying to do. You know, I get a little bit off topic and I know people tell me I talk in circles, but I think this message is super clear. You know, if you're trying to grow your company, then you need to take the certain steps to get there. You can't, you know, it's not about ego. You know, don't feed your ego. I mean, you need confidence. You need to be confident in the service or product that you're providing. But you need to also take a step back, take a deep breath, and realize what you need to do to get there. Too often, you know, I see companies just spinning their wheels, and they see success, they taste success, they're starting to get a little bit of income, they're starting to get a little bit of following, but they're not maximizing their return. They're still doing the same thing. And you know, for the most part, they think that their promotions are working, or they think that their advertisements or, you know, whatever it is that they're partaking in is working. But in reality, it's just you're servicing people, you're providing value, and they're telling others. So you need to harness that. You need to put that into a content form. You need to include that in your branding. You need to be able to present that in a way that maximizes the way people view you, that sets you apart. Now, I want to be really careful with, you know, the example I'm using on this, but one of my clients, you know, they're in the medical industry, and they've been doing basically, you know, Salesforce, you know, they call that marketing. It is door-to-door marketing, in my opinion. It's not really much strategy behind it, so I consider that sales. And you're passing out flyers of information. You're passing out information about your company. And you are paying people to relay that information, and you're incentivizing them for signing new patients up, for example. Now, how can you monetize that, number one? How can you monetize that acquisition? It's convoluted, right? It's complicated. You're paying for the flyers, the print media that you're passing out. You don't know what the return is on those flyers because you're really counting on or leaning on the word of somebody else or what they said that did with them. You don't know how people are perceiving information. They could be just throwing it away. Most of the time, if you're looking for a new customer or a partner for that matter, people want to know what you can do for them. What's in it for them? It's not all about you for the most part. It's not all about your salespeople. It's not all about them meeting a quota and signing up as many new patients as they can for that month so they get paid and they don't get fired. And I just feel like, and I wanted to jump on a podcast here really fast and touch on this because I just feel like we're completely missing the point here. I don't know where people are learning this from. And yeah, Salesforce works, Street Team, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it works to a certain extent, but if you don't have a purpose for them, if there's not a sales script, if they're not going out and promoting value and kissing babies for that matter and talking about where the company's going, how, you know, we want potential patients or partners to grow with us, then you're spinning your wheels. You're spinning your wheels. I was brought in to help this company initially and, you know, increase their return, make their sales team a little bit more effective, or at least their conversion funnel. And, you know, I see myself getting frustrated because it seems like somebody just wants me to manage that same process. And I just want to tell everybody here that actually does listen to the words that I express and the passion that I promote. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm not here to manage your team. I'm not here to manage your marketing. I'm not here to click boxes. I'm here to maximize the potential of your brand. How can I dumb down your message? How can I maximize the clarity of your message and the understanding of your audience? How can I execute a strategy that gives you the best return? How can I help you train your sales force or hire the right person to manage your marketing so that you're able to maximize these efforts or even measure them for that matter? I mean, we're talking about a situation here where we can't even measure this. And, you know, I'm at a loss for words because I feel like I'm pretty clear on the value that I'm trying to provide. Enhance your presentation. Enhance the way you're perceived. Enhance your recognition. Create content, print media, videos, sales pitches, presentations that resonate, that hit a nerve, that strike people like, oh, wow, oh no, I need that. Oh, where have they been? I can relate to that. Those are the type of things that you want to make people think. You don't want to make people think, oh, that's cool, I want to like that, or I want to hang this on the wall, that's cute. That's not what marketing's all about. That's sales. That's persuasive tactics, a numbers game, where you get in front of as many people as you can. It's quantitative, like I said at the beginning of this. I guess I don't really have a purpose of this podcast. I'm not frustrated or anything. I have so much in me that I don't know if it's maybe something that I'm not relaying in an effective manner. Then I need to, re-enhance or revise my strategy, because I want to hit a nerve. I want people to say, that guy right there, he's going to take me to the top. That guy is going to change my strategy, my marketing plan, and inspire my team to wear this brand on their sleeve, wear it on their heart, whatever words you use for that matter. That's what I'm here to do. And I don't want to manage people's marketing. I don't want to design your print media flyers. I don't want to schedule your social media posts. I want you to understand. I want you to grow as a business owner, as a business, and grab a hold of your client base. Grab a hold of your potential partners, inspire them, motivate them, give them a desire to want to be a part of the solution, the product, the movement that you're building. I have plenty of clients that are seeing it, and it's so rewarding. It's a great feeling to see them grow and see it click and see them understand the purpose of grabbing a hold of your audience by the shirt collar and saying, hey, listen, I'm here. But taking it a step further and saying, hey, listen, I'm here to help you. I'm here to service you, provide you with value, and eliminate that pain that you've been dealing with. That's what I'm here for. As soon as you're able to get that message across, as soon as you're able to seamlessly spider that out across all of your media and content, your website, across your sales people's verbiage, sooner you can do that, the faster you're going to grow. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that's told you this before, but we need to bring content back to originality. We need to bring content back to quality. It's not a numbers game. It's not a popularity contest, guys. It's real life. You want people to fall in love with your brand. You want people to fall in love with you. Give them a reason to. Enhance the way you're perceived. Enhance the way you present yourself. And don't do what other people do. Don't do what your competitors are doing. Be unique. Do what you gotta do. Any questions, comments, criticism? You can hit me on the cell at any time. Shoot me a text, 317-918-1360. Or I'm always good for an inbox or two. info@prefocussolutions. Keep on trucking, guys. But always present well.